This is Twit.
A bit over a week ago, I was still up in the Arctic on a ship around the north of Norway. And I brought some photos. By the way, if anyone wants to look, they're at ttf.com/Arctic2019. So put those on Flickr. And there's like an enormous amount of photo ops up there, I think, especially with some of the colder and some of more of the weather, you get some photos that you wouldn't get any other way. So I kind of like that because it's very different. But one of the things that presented itself to us, and of course a lot of people go up there for that very thing, and that's the Northern Lights.
Aurora. I've always wanted to see the Northern Lights.
And they are just something very special. And we were so lucky to get a real good example, like a fireworks in the sky. And you can get them. If you look on a map, there are like Aurora maps out there. You will get some picture of like a ring around the North Pole and then another ring around the South Pole. And those are the two areas where you get to see auroras. But it is kind of... there are several factors. Let's put it this way. Several factors that go into if you get to see an aurora or if you don't. And one is the major factor is the solar wind, which is charged particles coming from the sun that interact with the Earth's atmosphere. And we have our magnetosphere, our magnetic field around the Earth that kind of protects us from that solar wind. So it doesn't hurt us and it doesn't do anything to our real atmosphere. But then sometimes the two things are just the right way. So the solar wind has the right strength and the right density and the right speed. And the magnetosphere is at the perfect level so that some of these particles can get to the Earth's atmosphere and then color the Earth's atmosphere green or sometimes white or even red or blue in some cases. And so you have a few factors that you cannot really influence when you're there. But of course, what you can influence is, especially as we were on a ship, we could move to places where we would know the sky would be open, right?
So
you...
Cool.
You have a bit of a weather forecast, so you can try to be at places where you have an open sky, which is cool. And then, of course, the other place that you can, the other thing that you can influence is what time of year do you go? Because if you are in deep winter in the Arctic, it might be so cold that that's hard to be outside to witness it or
it
photograph.
It looks pretty cold.
Well, it wasn't that cold. It was always around freezing point. So it wasn't like...
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. No, it wasn't too bad. So that's one of the reasons we did this in late February, because it is kind of the end of the Arctic storms, at least a bit, and it's already kind of getting spring-like. So that's what we did. And then luckily, one night, the sky was open and someone came in from the deck, from the ship, and shouted, "Aurora!" And we had... everyone headed out, got our tripods out, got our warm clothes on, and we had almost an hour of really spectacular display. But of course, the problem was we were doing this from a moving ship. So if you're trying to shoot something that is very slow and where you will need kind of longer shutter speeds, doing this from a moving platform makes it a bit more difficult. So
let me just ask you, because I've never seen these. Are they moving? Do you have to do a long shutter speed? How bright are they? Do they shimmer? What exactly are you capturing here? How many seconds are these exposures, for instance?
These exposures I do are 1 second long.
Okay. And that's for brightness?
Well, for brightness, yes, for brightness, because you need... the aurora, it's hard to say because the aurora isn't always the same brightness. It's not always the same speed. Sometimes it moves fast, sometimes it moves slow. There are different kinds of auroras. The ones we saw were moving. By the way, go to YouTube, to my YouTube channel, Chris Marquardt. I have an aurora video there in real time, so you can actually see the aurora.
All right. Sorry, and I didn't. And all your pictures are also on Flickr, but we'll put links to both of these in the show notes at techguyvibes.com, so you can see them for yourself.
What you need is a high ISO and a kind of lengthy shutter speed. So 1 second ISO 3200 or higher was what I used on this thing. And then I shot like crazy because it's on a moving ship. So I had to just increase my chances of getting this, getting an aurora that wasn't too much blurred. And I ended up with at least a handful of good ones out of like 400 shots. So it's a bit of a spray and pray approach, but it worked reasonably well, and I'm very happy. I haven't seen an aurora this good in a long time.
Really cool. Really, really cool. So if you go to youtube.com/Chris Marquardt, you could see his videos of this. What camera did you use for the stills?
That was a 5D Mark IV.
The Canon 5D. And I presume also for the videos as well.
These videos have been assembled from single photos that someone else took. But you get an idea. This is one kind of aurora, and you can see it moves slowly.
Moving. Yeah, very slowly. So it does kind of, it's what you would kind of expect if you were seeing a magnetic field kind of
move through the sky. And that's one form of them, and that's one I like because you can still get away with a longer shutter speed and still get something decent.
ChrisMarquardt.com. And our website, too, for all the links. We'll talk to you again next week, Chris, and I'll tell you what the assignment is right after this.